On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
In Johannesburg, 27 degrees. Pretoria, 29. Mahikeng, 32 degrees. Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development Mamoloko Kubai says Witness D, Marius van der Merwe, had been offered witness protection but declined it. Van der Merwe was shot dead outside his home in Brenthurst, Brakpan, yesterday evening. Kubai adds that they are in communication with the commission to review how witnesses give their testimony following this incident.
Public interest information can supersede or be above the right to life. Initially, the commission had intended to do certain testimonies in camera. They changed this approach due to being threatened with litigation. We want to appeal that the commission revisit this and revisit the strategy so that there isn't any threat.
Meanwhile, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola is set to meet with Madlanga Commission Chair Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga to brief him on the ongoing investigation into the murder of van der Merwe. Van der Merwe had testified before the Madlanga Commission in November, implicating suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkwanazi and private security personnel in violent crimes, including robbery, torture and murder. Anastasi Mohobu reports.
Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate says Masemola will also use the meeting to discuss measures to improve the safety and security of all role players at the commission. Mate confirmed that evidence gathered at the scene shows an AK-47 was used in the attack.
A case of murder has been registered and police have launched a manhunt for the hit orderer as well as the hitman.
She added that Masemola has instructed co-chair of the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, Dibello Musikiri, to convene an urgent meeting to examine ways to enhance the safety and security of commission officials and witnesses. Anastasi Mohobu for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Police have launched a manhunt for three suspects following the murder of 11 people at a Saulsville hostel in Atteridgeville in the west of Pretoria. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says the suspects arrived at a tavern this morning and started shooting randomly. A total of 25 people have been shot, 10 died on the scene and one victim died later in hospital. She adds three young children are among those who have been killed.
Our investigations are continuing. There is a multidisciplinary team that we have mobilized and we have registered a case of 11 counts of murder as well as 14 counts of attempted murders. We are told that this particular incident happened at around 4:15 this morning, but we were only alerted as the police at around 6:00 on this particular incident.
And finally, the family members of the 17 men who are currently stuck in the war in Ukraine are calling on government to assist to bring them back to South Africa. The family staged a picket outside the Durban City Hall yesterday, demanding government intervention as their sons hunt drones on Ukraine's front lines. The men were recruited by individuals in July this year, allegedly linked to the MK Party to join the Russian forces in its war with Ukraine. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. From myself and the rest of the news team, enjoy the rest of your weekend.